Hey folks, I'm Colin Gurry and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft, the series on building a peerless podcasting website. This is us looking at how you create the best home for your podcast to give people a great impression and really draw people in so they become long-term listeners. Yesterday, we were looking at PrettyLink, a great wee plugin for creating really short, memorable links. Today, we're moving on to another plugin, which should help us create a great podcasting website, and that is called... Well, the plugin itself isn't called it, but what we're looking at is podcast subscribe links. Now, what I'm talking about when I say podcast subscribe links are icons essentially in the header or in the widgets part of the sidebar, which allow people to subscribe really quickly, really easily to your podcast using whatever software they use, whether that's iTunes, whether it's Stitcher, whether it's a general Android phone with a podcatcher installed. Whatever they use to listen to podcasts, what we want to do is to offer these links which allow them to subscribe quickly and easy. So why do we want to do this? You might imagine that whoever's visiting your podcasting site, they might already be subscribed. They might have come there because they listen to your podcast and they're looking for the show notes. But actually, there's a lot of people find our podcasts via search. If you're doing your podcast in an effective way, if you're creating your show notes effectively, then you should be attracting a lot of search traffic, especially once you've got a fair few episodes out there. Once you've got 20, 30 episodes, that's a fair bit of content on your website, and that content should be attracting quite a lot of search. Should be attracting quite a lot of traffic just through people finding you, just through general search terms, especially if you're doing a wee bit of work on your SEO as well. So these people that find you like this, they want to subscribe. They want to know what the subscribe options are, how they can subscribe to your podcast. And you want to make that subscription process as easy as possible. You want to make sure there's no barriers in their way. So that means adding tools, adding links, adding icons, which mean that they'll quickly and easily see the service that they use. They'll click it and they'll find out how to subscribe. So what ones would I recommend putting on? Obviously, you've got iTunes. It's the daddy. It's the big one. It's the one that most people use. The vast majority of people are subscribing to podcasts on iTunes. So you want to have that first and foremost. So get the iTunes link on there. Get an icon from iTunes. Next of all, we've got Stitcher. Stitcher is a pretty up-and-coming service. A lot of people listening via Stitcher these days, especially on Android phones and other non-Apple-based platforms. Next to that, then we've got standard RSS. So if people are not using either iTunes or Stitcher, then quite often they'll know if they do listen to podcasts, they'll recognize that RSS icon, you know, the orange square with the three curved quarter circles, that's what it is. They'll recognize that RSS icon and they'll know that that's how they subscribe. If not, then I actually tend to include a little Android icon as well. So I'll say subscribe on Android. Make sure people know how to subscribe if they've got an Android phone, because a lot of people using Android phones maybe don't know how to subscribe to a podcast. They maybe don't even really know what a podcast is. And in that case, I would quite often make that Android icon link not to an RSS feed, which is essentially what you need if you're on Android, but to a page explaining how to subscribe to a podcast via Android. So talk to them about a couple of different podcatcher, so like BeyondPod or another app that lets you subscribe to podcasts on Android. Talk to them about a couple of them and then talk about how you can pull the RSS address from your website and put it into that app. Now, we talked last week, I mentioned in the navigation episode about the different types of pages you can include, and one of them was a how to subscribe page. So possibly this could just link to the Android section of your how to subscribe page. I really do recommend having a how to subscribe page on any podcasting website, just a page that basically talks people through how to subscribe on iTunes, how to subscribe on Stitcher, Android, all of the different platforms. And actually, a lot of these links could link to that page, but to the particular section. So there's your four basic ones. You've got iTunes, Stitcher, RSS, and Android. And you could add in more than that by all means if you want to. You've got Windows phones, you've got a few different services, you've got BlackBerry, all that kind of thing. So it's up to you how comprehensive you want to go. But I think if you've got those top four, then you're doing pretty well. So next up, how do we actually add these? How do we add these links or icons or however you're representing them to our website? A couple of ways I'm going to go through. First one of all is free method. So the first one is going to use an extra plugin and some icons you'll find elsewhere. What I would do is I would go away and I would find some icons for the services you want to include at a site called findicons.com. That's where I find all my free icons. I tend to go on there, search for royalty-free icons, and just download the ones I need. So you'll find the standard ones. You'll get ones like RSS, you'll get the iTunes, Stitcher, etc. So you can find the ones that you're looking for, download them from the Find Icons site at the relevant size, and then upload them to your WordPress website so they're in your media library. They're all set to go. Next, we want to create an HTML widget in your sidebar. So we want to just create a widget in your sidebar that lets you put in custom text, custom images, custom code. So that all you're going to do is add the icons, and then you're going to add links to those icons so that people can find, it takes them to a page, or it takes them to the link page, it takes them to the subscribe page, whatever it is that you're guiding them to facilitate that subscription. Now, there is an HTML widget within WordPress. You could do it within that, but you have to know HTML, so you need to be able to code it from scratch to be able to use that widget, which isn't ideal for many people. So the best thing to do in that case is to download a plugin called Black Studio Tiny MCE Widget. And you can get that at podcraft.net/tinymce. And this basically adds an extra widget tool to your widgets area. You'll see it as, it's named Visual Editor. So once you've installed that plugin and activated it, there's this new widget called the Visual Editor. So go into your widgets area. And again, you can get videos on how to work with widgets, how to work with WordPress in general at my courses, which you'll find at podcraft.net/website course. But once you're in there, into the widgets, drag across the Visual Editor box to the relevant sidebar. So you might have one or more sidebars, but put it into the sidebar that will make it appear on your standard pages. And then you can start to edit it. It just looks like a post edit page. So it's great. It just gives you the standard options where you can just put in some text, you can format it, you can make titles, you can make links using the standard links icon, and you can add images as well. And all you're going to do is put in your icons that you downloaded from Find Icons. Add those images to your widget, click the images and turn those images into links, and put the links as the links out to wherever it is you're guiding the people. So for the iTunes one, for example, I would tend to guide people to the page on the iTunes website for your podcast, because on that page, there is a big subscribe button, which opens up people's iTunes app. For Stitcher, you can guide people straight to your page on the Stitcher website as well. So that's fine too. For the RSS one, you'll be linking to the actual RSS feed on your website. But essentially, you create that within the widget so that all of them are relevant, all of them are present, and then that then appears in your sidebar, and that's it done. You can take an even easier option, obviously, and just have a text list. So you could just list it in text, just a bullet point list which says subscribe in iTunes, subscribe in Stitcher, blah, 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 and then link out to that. So you can make it as complicated or as easy as you like. And you can look at podcraft.net for an example of this. In the top right of my sidebar, you'll see a few links to subscribe to iTunes, subscribe to Stitcher, etc. They're just icons that I created myself and then linked to within the standard WordPress HTML widget. So that's how it will look once you're finished. Now, I want to mention another method as well. This is a paid method, so this is something you have to pay for, but it does make things so much easier, so much quicker, and it looks great as well. It's a really nicely designed plugin. Now, the plugin is called Social Subscribe and Follow Icons. It's created by Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity podcast. Great wee tool. Essentially, it's just a plugin that you install in WordPress, just the same as any other plugin. And it lets you add a short code to subscribe buttons in your posts, or it lets you add a set of icons to your sidebar via a widget, or even into your header as well, if you've got space in there for widgets. And it even offers a PHP code as well, which means that you can put these anywhere. So you could code them directly into the header, directly into the footer, directly into parts of your website. So it lets you set up these subscription buttons, offers you really great, nice looking, nicely designed subscription buttons, and it basically puts it all together for you. You can see how it looks actually just by going straight to Daniel's site. Have a look at theaudacitytopodcast.com. He uses it at the top of his site. You can see all the icons that appear there. It's pretty low price, only $25 to set up, I think, then $12 a year. So it doesn't exactly cost much. And I think it does save a whole lot of effort. So it could be worth it if you don't fancy trying to create them yourself in the method that I mentioned at the start. So again, that is a plugin, and the previous one as well that we worked with, the TinyMC one, is a plugin. So if you want to look at how to install those plugins, full guide to it all on the courses that I have listed at podcraft.net/website course. Just register there if you haven't already, or if you have, you can get straight to the courses from the links there and just log in. So let's finish up today with your task. So what I want you to do today is choose one of the options. So either go for the free method and install the TinyMCE plugin and create your sidebar with the subscription icons, or go ahead and head over to Daniel's site and download his plugin and install that and get it working as well. Either way, just go ahead and get it done. Then go over to podcraft.net/307. That's the show notes for this episode. You can get all the links to everything from that page as well. And put a comment on that page. Tell me which one you went for and what services you're listing. I'd love to know which ones you're going for, whether you're putting in just iTunes and Stitcher, say, whether you're just putting Stitcher and RSS, that kind of thing. Put a comment in and let me know which services you think are valuable enough to list. And that's it for today. That is enough for one episode. Tomorrow, in the next episode, I'm going to look at a set of plugins which let us measure our analytics and optimize the site a little bit for SEO. So if you're interested in that, in helping yourself get a little bit higher up in the search and to measure how well you're doing, then do tune in again. But thanks for listening to this one, and I'll see you then.